الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واذكروا الله في أيام معلومات وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل أيام الدنيا العشر وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني العشر قالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام هذا الحديث رواه سيدنا عبد الله بن عباس والحديث الأول رواه أبو يعلى رحمه الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, I think every single week, before we start speaking in regards to a particular topic, we should always remind ourselves in regards to the plight of our brothers and sisters all around the world. Be it specifically and especially in Palestine, this is something that the Quran has very, very clearly highlighted. You know, I don't know if you, I'm sure you've kept in contact with the news. Last week, last Sunday, what the Tory minister, in fact, the opposition leader, Badenoch, you know, mashallah, you know, look at the name. They say names have an impact. Names have an impact. You must have heard the lecture of Enoch Powell in 1967. In 1967, Enoch Powell, who had the group called the National Front, and he gave a lecture, The Rivers of Blood, where he said to the Muslims, you either go Arabistan, you either go Pakistan, or you either go Qabristan. You either go to Arabia, you either go to Pakistan, or you either go to the graveyard. This is what he said. You know, this individual, what did she say? Kami Bad Enoch. You know, mashallah, he says Bad Enoch. The name has bad in it, and then you got Enoch. So mashallah, she's got a very, very close connection with Enoch. And Enoch Powell, you know, they say names have an impact. What does he say? There is no genocide in Palestine. Who says there is a genocide in Palestine? You know, even after hearing so much in regards to the plight of Palestine in Gaza, what is happening to babies? Minimum, this is absolute minimum. 16,000 babies have been brutally murdered in Palestine. 16,000. What was their fault? Now they're bombing schools. Now they're bombing aid organizations. The Quran has told me and you, وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا. Most certainly you are going to hear from non-Muslims, from the mushrikeen, non-believers, things that will hurt you. You will most certainly hear things you are not going to like and they will hurt. Today, what has been verbal diarrhea that has been vomited out in regards to our brothers and sisters, be it in Palestine, be it anywhere else in the world, this is there for me and you to see. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah, he says there is an aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What is aqidah? Al-Hajj wal Jihad, Madiyan, Ma'a Ulil Amr, ila an taqum as-sa'ah. Or كما قال Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi rahimahullah's creed, and I've mentioned this multiple times here, that every individual should download this kitab, Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, is printed from South Africa, Mufti Fahim from South Africa. Okay, he's given all the creed and all the aqaid. There's approximately a compilation of about 104 aqaid with the translation of the aqidah in English, and then you've got a small commentary after every aqidah. We need to educate our children in regards to our aqaid. What did he say in there? Right towards the end of the kitab, around aqidah number 83, 84, he says, Al-Hajj والجهاد ماضيان مع أولي الأمر إلى أن تقوم الساعة أو إلى قيام الساعة. حج and jihad will remain until قيامت is not established. Jihad will always remain. Now we're not saying we will go and we will go with the sword and we will fight. No, but there are other forms of jihad. At least you can speak out. If they can speak out in defense of Israel, why can't we speak out in defense of Palestine? Why can't we highlight the plight? As soon as you speak about Palestine, you become anti-Semitic. Really, we should be ashamed. You know, I'm speaking to myself first. We should be ashamed. Look at the leaders, non-Muslim leaders in Ireland. They are calling out Israel for what they are in terms of the regime of Israel, and you know the brutality that is meted out, what was meted out to them by Hitler, it is now being enacted in Palestine. You know, there is jihad bil lisan. You can do jihad with your tongue. You can do jihad with your pen. You know, you can do jihad with knowledge. Why? Create a sense of awareness within the community. If you have circles that you are working in around professional individuals, okay, we need to aware, you know, you need to raise the awareness in regards to the plight of our brothers and sisters around the world. You can do jihad bil mal. You can give in terms of whatever financially you are able to support, inshallah, you should do it. But you know what I say today? The most important form of jihad today is jihad bin nafs. Jihad bin nafs. What is jihad bin nafs? You hurt them where it hurts them. You hurt the West where it hurts the West. You know what they want? They want everyone to become modern Muslims. What do we become? We become true Muslims. We become true Muslims. And that is where you are going to hurt them. You can say, music today is out of my life. It is haram. If Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, I came in this world to break musical instruments, then I will say, I will do the same. I will not have music in my life. You know, the moment you see on, I don't know, wallahu alam, whatever we listen to on radio, and you find music, put the voice down. Our children need to know this is haram. You know why? Because Rasulullah alayhi salam says, Al-ghina yumbitu al-nifaq fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zar'a. What did Rasulullah alayhi salam say? Ghina, music, will create hypocrisy in the heart the way water creates and gives you growth and vegetation. Why today our Islam, our Iman is so weak? Why? Because see, ask yourselves, I've got music in my life. There will come a time, Rasulullah prophesies, there will come a time, you know, you might ask the question, Dajjal, why will Dajjal be so readily accepted? Why will he be so readily accepted? Why? Because he's preparing everyone by way of music, by way of so many other things. You'll see, look at the cartoons and everything else. That is another topic in itself. But khair, inshallah, every single day, ideally, after every namaz, make dua. Allahumma ahfaz Filistin wa ahlaha. Oh Allah, protect Palestine, and oh Allah, protect the dwellers of Palestine. You know what they are going through? We can't even fathom. We can't even think what they are going through. You know, day in, day out, we are waking up in security. At least we can make dua for them. That is the absolute least we can do for them. And remember, your jihad, my jihad, is to change our lives. We need to really change our lives. You need to hurt the West where it will hurt them. You need to say, fine. My Nabi said music is haram. I will say music is haram. It needs to come out of my life. You know, my Nabi said usually interest dealings is haram. I need to come out of it. That is where you are going to hurt the West. Rasulullah alayhi salam, these are the days in which the ayat of the Quran came down. The day of Arafat was the day in which this ayat came down in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat number 5. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atamamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. One Jewish man came to Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab and said, there is one ayat of the Quran, if that was revealed amongst us the Jews, we would have taken that day as a day of Eid. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab said, what ayat are you talking about? He says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, today I have perfected my deen for you. Today I am happy with Islam as your deen. And you know, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, I have perfected and completed my blessings upon you, and I am pleased for you with Islam. And Islam is what? Submission. That is what we learn in these days. We need to become totally submissive before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hukam of Allah comes. You know, today, how many Muslims, you tell me today, if you see today, what percentage of the Muslim world from approximately 2 billion people are 100% reading 5 daily prayers? If you were to see, it is shocking, maybe 10%. Maybe 10%. Today, we Muslims today, we're reading 4 salats, we're reading 3 salats, and we think, alhamdulillah, we are good Muslims. We really need to wake up. So that is the jihad of our time. That is the jihad, and that is how you are going to fight the West, become true Muslims. Okay, not, you know what they say today? We want modern Muslims. What is modern Muslims? Where you go to the cinema, where you go to a concert. Okay, when right next to Arafat, Maidan Arafat, you make a cinema hall, you make a concert hall. Where you call to Jeddah, you call Jennifer Lopez, okay, to start the Grand Prix in Jeddah. Okay, you want these kind of individuals, and these are the kind of Muslims that the West wants. You know, inshallah, this is just to give you an idea, inshallah, of at least to try and make a dua for our Muslim brothers and sisters. That is today, to be honest with you, that is all we have left. But if we are not making dua, and if we are not turning our lives, then you know, we are really asking for trouble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. There is a beautiful hadith of the Messenger of Allah. There is a hadith of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu salam, where Rasulullah says, تَسَمَّوْ بِأَسْمَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ تَسَمَّوْ بِأَسْمَاءِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Keep the names of the Anbiya, alayhi salatu wa salam. Keep names of the Anbiya. So example, keep the name Muhammad, keep the name Ibrahim, keep the name Musa alayhi salam, keep the name Isa, keep the name Uzair, and you know, Anbiya alayhi salatu salam's names, Ismail, waghira waghira. Try and keep these names. Why? Because names have a massive impact upon the personality of an individual. And then Rasulullah says, وَأَحَبُّ الْأَسْمَاءِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَعَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The two most beloved names in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. Why? Because of the concept of abdiyat. Because of the concept of servitude. Because we all acknowledge Allah ta'ala is our master. Automatically that makes it me and you. We are all slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not servants of Allah. We are slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then what did Rasulullah say? Wa asdaquha harith wa hammam. Inshallah, I'm just trying to take you to the topic, inshallah. And look what Rasulullah says. From all the names, the most truest of names are two. You know, if you look at all the names in the entire dictionary of names that you have, the two most truest names are Harith, number one, and number two, Hammam. These are the two. And then there is one riwayat where Rasulullah alayhi salam says, Akdabul Asma Khalid wa Malik. Those two names which are furthest from reality is Khalid and Malik. What does Khalid mean? Khalid means someone who is eternal. The word Khalid kamana, hamesha rehne wala. Now you tell me, does anyone besides Allah live for eternity? No one is eternal. According to the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, the average age of this ummah is only between 60 to 70. You know, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي مَا بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَسَبْعِينَ. That is the average age of the ummah. So one of the two names which are furthest from reality are what? Khalid, number one. And number two, Hammam. I'm sorry. Khalid and Malik. Khalid means eternal. And the only one eternal, كُلُّ مَنْ عَلَيْهَا فَانْ. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Number two, the name that is furthest from reality is Malik. Malik means king. The only one who is a true king is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when everyone will die, Allah will say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. And then Allah ta'ala will respond because there is no one to respond. And then Allah will say, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدْ الْقَهَارِ. So the two names which are far from reality, number one, Khalid, and number two, Malik. But you know, Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid was a individual that, you know, we know that was his name. We know that was his name in the time of the Messenger of Allah. So we're not saying the name is not Jaiz. It's absolutely fine. You can keep your name Khalid. Inshallah, maybe you can hope in the hope that an individual will live for a long time. Inshallah, you can hope. But no one is Malik, no one is Khalid. It's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the two truest names are what? Sabse sacha agar koi naam hai, to do hai. Number one, Harith. And number two, Hammam. The word Hammam comes from the word Ham in the Arabic language. What is Ham? Ham means grief, anxiety. pain, hardship, difficulty. You tell me who comes in the world and does not go through difficulty? Kisko tension nahi hai? Unless, mashallah, you have pension, then you have no tension. Mashallah, you know, those people whose pension starts, then mashallah, you are absolutely free. Okay, but generally, every single individual who comes into the world has some sort of tension, some sort of difficulty, some sort of hardship. And then, mashallah, if you are married, then you are in difficulty. There's no two questions about it. Like, mashallah, you know, the son one day asked his father, "Dad, how much will it cost to get married?" So the father says, "Son, I'm sorry, I don't know, because I'm still paying." The father says, "I don't know, because I'm still paying." One name is Harith. Sorry, one name is Hammam. And number two, Harith. What does the word Harith mean? Harith ka mana kheti karne wala, farmer. Every individual who comes into the world is what? Is a farmer. Every individual who comes into the world is a farmer. Why? Because you are farming for the hereafter. You are farming for the hereafter. Some people have quoted this as a hadith. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. The world is a plantation for the hereafter. What you sow here, you will reap in the akhirah. What you plant here, you will cut, inshallah, in the hereafter. But Mulla Ali Qadi, rahimahullah, says, this riwayat is quoted as a riwayat, but it is mawdu'. It is mawdu'. Allama Sakhawi, rahimahullah, says, Lam aqif alayhi. I could not find this hadith. But Mulla Ali Qadi, rahimahullah, says, the meaning is absolutely correct. The meaning of the riwayat is correct because yuqtabas min qawlihi subhanahu wa ta'ala min surah ash-shura. It is taken from the ayat of the Quran in surah ash-shura, para number 25 and ayat number 20, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man kana yurid harth al-akhirah, man kana yurid harth al-akhirah nazid lahu fi harthihi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran has classified this world as a place of plantation. So now that is my message for the day. You know, mashallah, when Allah Ta'ala wants to give you, Allah will give you in mysterious ways. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, for every individual that is sat here, everyone that may be listening online, every individual, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made a maqam and a position in Jannah that you are going to reach. But in a lot of cases, you will not be able to get there by way of your actions. By way of your amal, you can't get there. So what does Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala do? Number one, Allah gives you difficulty and calamity and distress and pain and bimari. Allah will give you sicknesses. And then Allah Ta'ala will test you. If you pass that test, alhamdulillah, what does Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give you? Allah Ta'ala will make it a means of elevation of your maqam and your position. Number one. Number two, Allah Ta'ala has given you, say they are only for the mujahideen. We're not talking about generally. Only for the mujahideen in Jannah, there are 100 categories. How many? 100 categories only for the mujahideen. When the sahaba said, Messenger of Allah, you are saying every mujahid and everyone who dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go into Jannah. Messenger of Allah, should we not give everyone glad tidings? Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, no, and just on the side, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I asked the Messenger of Allah alayhi salam, Messenger of Allah, without going out in the battlefield and without going in jihad, is there any way I can become a martyr? Is there any way I can attain the maqam of martyrdom? What did Rasulullah said? Yes. If you remember death every day 20 times, you say, Allahumma barik li fil maut wa fi ma ba'd al maut. If you do that daily 20 times, inshallah, if you die during the day, you die as a martyr. If you read it in the evening and you die during the night, you die as a martyr. So mashallah, it's very, very easy. It's very, very easy. So inshallah, I was saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everyone opportunities. So number one, you go through illnesses, Allah ta'ala is giving you that wife to elevate your maqam. I was saying, just for the mujahideen, there are 100 categories. How many categories in Jannah? We don't know. It's adadu ayil Qur'an. Adadu ayil Qur'an. What is the number of ayat in the Qur'an? It's about 6,200. 6,200. Why? The hadith is mentioned by Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah in Durr Manthur, where the Messenger of Allah said, Iqra wartaqi warattil. You read and you climb, and your position will be where you finish the last ayat of the Quran. That will determine your elevation in Jannah. And the Quran has over 6,200 ayat. You know, a lot of people say there are 6,666 ayat in the Quran. This is incorrect. This is incorrect. It's not 6,666. It's above, just above 6,200. Maybe, wallahu alam, some have said 6,266 ayat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me and you times of the year. Times of the year are given why? You do small things, but inshallah, Allah ta'ala will elevate your maqam. Allah ta'ala will elevate your position. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah that we are currently going through, and today is the third of Dhul Hijjah. Today is the third of Dhul Hijjah. These are immense days of the Islamic calendar. These are very, very virtuous days of the Islamic calendar. You find the hadith from Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. From Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيهن أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام يعني العشر. And then the Sahaba asked the Messenger of Allah, what did Rasul say? There are no days in which good deeds are better than these 10 days of the month of Dhul-Hijjah. These are the days in which a'mal are multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is one hadith, although the riwayat is da'if according to the likes of Allama ibn Taymiyyah and many others. The riwayat is in Sunan ibn Majah. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam used to fast. What we do know, Rasulullah used to fast for 9 days in the month of Dhul Hijjah. For 9 days in the month of Dhul Hijjah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam used to fast. You'll find the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah, if I remember rightly, is mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi rahimahullah on the authority of Sayyida Hafsa. Hafsa bint Umar radiyallahu anhuma. What did she say? Arba'un lam yakun yada'uhunna an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were four things Rasulullah never missed. There are four things Rasulullah never missed during the course of his lifetime. Well, what were they? Number one, sawmu yawmi ashura. The fast of the 10th of Muharram, number one. Number two, al-ashr. The 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, meaning the 10 meaning 9. Why? Because to fast on the 10th, the day of Eid is haram. So you know, sometimes the Arabs, mashallah, if you ask an Arab, how old are you? And if he's 19, he'll tell you he's 20. If he's 22, he'll say he's 20. Why? Because they omit the small numbers. It's very, very common in the Arabic language. They omit the small numbers. So Rasulullah used to fast for the 9 days of Dhul Hijjah. That's number two. Number three, Rasulullah used to fast 3 days every month of the year. 3 days every month of the year. And thereafter, Rasulullah used to not miss out the 2 rakat sunnat of Fajr. The 2 rakat sunnat of Fajr. These are four things that Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam never missed during the course of his lifetime. So one of them are these 9 days. So inshallah, if you can, try and fast. Chalo, inshallah, it's difficult. It's very, very hard. But there is one thing you do not omit. There is one thing you do not miss out. And that is what? The fast of the day of Arafat. The fast of the day of Arafat, this is one thing you should not miss. You will find the hadith mentioned by Imam Muslim rahimahullah on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Qatada. Sayyidina Abu Qatada al-Ansari. Every single individual here should fast on the day of Arafat. Every single individual. And I'll just tell you why. My time is coming to an end, inshallah, but inshallah, very, very fast. The hadith of Sayyidina Abu Qatada al-Ansari mentioned by Imam Muslim, Rasulullah was asked in regards to Sawmu Yawmi Arafah. Sawmu Yawmi Arafah. What did Rasulullah say? Yukaffira as-sanat al-madiyah wal-baqiyah. It will expiate for you the sins of the past year and the sins of the coming year. Yani the sin of the next year. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas used to say, if you fast the day of Arafat, inshallah you have a certificate, you will live for one more year. You will live for one more year. MashaAllah, if someone fasts and then dies, then you can ask me afterwards, why did this person die? Halaki, he fasted the day of Arafat. It's not yet happened, so there's no need to ask. If that happens, someone fasts and then they die, but inshallah it won't happen. According to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, if you fast the day of Arafat, which is next Thursday, if you fast next Thursday, which is the day of Arafat, and inshallah there is a guarantee you will live for one more year. Inshallah. Now see, when did Rasulullah pass away? When did Rasulullah pass away? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When did he pass away? Rasulullah passed away in 11 AH. 11 AH. When did Rasulullah perform Hajj? In 10 AH. Rasulullah performed Hajj in 10 AH. In 10 AH, when Rasulullah performed the Hajj, on the day of Arafat, did Rasulullah fast? On the day of Arafat, during his Hajj, Rasulullah did not fast. He did not fast. When did Rasulullah pass away? The following year. We're not saying Rasulullah passed away because he did not fast on the day of Arafat. But Allah Ta'ala made it so that Rasulullah did not fast on the day of Arafat in his farewell Hajj. The following year Rasulullah passed away in 11 AH. Rasulullah was made not to fast on the day of Arafat. Some people were doubting did Rasulullah fast in his farewell Hajj. Sayyida Maymuna bint al-Harith sent a cup of milk to the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Wahuwa waqifun bi Arafa. Rasulullah was in Arafat on his mount, on his camel, and Rasulullah in front of everyone, Rasulullah drank that milk. Rasulullah drank the milk to imply Rasulullah was not fasting. So inshallah, if you can do one thing, the day of Arafat, which is the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, inshallah, please do fast. And the other thing that you do, inshallah, mentioned by Imam Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, on the authority of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, mentioned by Imam At-Tabarani, rahimahullah, in Al-Mu'jam Al-Kabir. In these days, what do? فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. What did Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar do constantly in these days, in these 10 days? Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Rasulullah alayhi salam says, the hadith is on the authority, if I remember rightly, Sayyidina Talha ibn Ubaidullah, where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam says, أفضل ما قلت أنا والنبيون من قبلي لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So inshallah, if you can do these things, inshallah, and I'll finish on this. A lot of people ask, because we are doing qurbani, is it okay? Can we not clip our nails? Can we not clip our nails? And can we not cut our hair? وغيرة. Now see, you know the unwanted hair that you have on your body. The unwanted hair that you have under the armpits, around the private parts. If the days have gone beyond 40 days, now it is wajib for you to cut. It is wajib. If those 40 days come in between those days, it doesn't matter, you cut. It cut. Why? Because not clipping the nails in these days is mustahab. It is preferable. You know, unfortunately, you know what we do? We are so particular with mustahabbat. But then we are neglecting fard. No one has ever asked, you know, what if I miss my Fajr namaz, what shall I do? We're not asking about Fajr, we're not asking about other salawat, and we're so bothered about those things which are mustahab. I'm not saying mustahab is insignificant, but then our example is like the people of Kufa, the people of Iraq came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu. One person came from Kufa, and he came to Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar in Medina Munawwara, and he's asking, what is the masala in the state of Ihram if I kill a fly on my Ihram, and a spot of blood from the fly comes onto my ihram, do I need to change my ihram? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar said, wah bay wah. Subhanallah. You know, you kill the grandson of the Messenger of Allah, and then you're asking about a drop of blood from a fly. Today, hum kya karte hain? Logon ke karoro karoro rupiye hazam kar jate hain. Karoro rupiye in inheritance. In inheritance, you don't want to give tens and tens of thousands of pounds to your sister. And then you're saying, Mauli sahab, I found £1 on the floor. What do I do with it? MashaAllah. Subhanallah, you found £1 and that you want to give. Okay, what do I do with it? What about the 10,000 and 20,000 and 100,000 that you've served? One sister came to me the other day in our local masjid. And you know what she said? My brother sold land in India and they got £1 million. £1 million. There are three brothers and one sister. Three brothers and one sister. And you know what the three brothers said to the sister? Sister, you take 10,000 and go. Otherwise, after today, you are not our sister. In other words, we will give you 10,000 pounds, but you're not getting a single penny from the inheritance. Okay, and then we call ourselves Muslims. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq, inshallah, wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Message, inshallah, please value these days. The Quran says one thing in Surah At-Tawbah. What does the Quran say? فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't wrong yourselves in these days. Don't wrong yourselves. Allama ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah says, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ means, إِحْذَرُوا الْمَعَاصِي فِي الْأَشْهُلِ الْحُرُمِ. In the sacred months, Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, Rajab. Avoid the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because that is multiplied. If your deed, good deed, is multiplied in Makkah Mukarramah by 100,000, if you do wrong, it is also multiplied. In these days, if you are doing haram, it is also multiplied. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a couple of announcements. So everybody is probably aware, inshallah, next Friday, the 6th of June, is going to be Eid. So this year, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, we have had permission from Mahalo Council to be able to do Eid Salah in the town park. So inshallah, this year, we'll be doing Eid Salah in the town park. So there will be one Salah here inside the masjid, only just for one Salah, so that'll be 7 o'clock. So Mulana will probably start the talk about 6:30, so the basketball court will be available, so everybody who can't go to the park, might be elderly, might have to go to work, so 7 o'clock Jamaat on Friday sharp will be here. And then the one in the town park is going to be where the showground is. So that's where the circus is, where the fireworks takes place. So there's no parking on that grass area. So there's a number of car parks around the area that you can park. So there's going to be a guidance document that we're going to be sending out with lots of parking. So there's Sainsbury's car park, which is 10-minute walk. You've got the station car park. There's a town car park there. There's a small car park, which is right next to it. But that's going to be reserved for brothers and sisters who are elderly, who can't walk. So there's only about 10 spaces there. So if anyone can't walk, you can drop them, and then you go and park your car away somewhere else, okay? So there'll be a few of them. So everybody has to bring their own masallas, or you have to bring your own prayer mat from home. And then I would advise everybody to make their way at 9:15, because by the time it takes to park your car and you have to walk there, it's going to take you 10, 15 minutes. So 9:30, inshallah, the imam will start the speech. 10 o'clock sharp will be the salah. There will be provisions for ladies as well. So there will be space in between the men and the women away from the other side. So also as well, if it does rain, which could be a chance, we will announce the night before. So we'll probably do the salah. We'll probably still be here as we normally do it. We'll do four jamaats. We'll announce the times. If we do not announce anything, we don't say anything the night before, it means we're going ahead, okay? So the night before, you have to make sure. If you're not on the official WhatsApp group, you can join it. There's QR codes on the doors on the way out, the green ones. You can just scan them, and you're into it. So it's a group that you just receive information from the masjid. So it's the best way for you to keep updated with everything, okay? So if you're not already on there, make sure you scan yourself on the way out. Later on this afternoon, we'll be posting the map, where it is. There's going to be a short video as well of where it is, as well as a guidance as well. So the second announcement will be on the Sunday. After that, which is going to be the 8th of June, there's going to be a party here, inshallah, after Dhuhr Salah. So that's for family, children, everybody to come. There'll be bouncy castle, there'll be food, and there'll be lots of other things for them to kind of come and take part, inshallah, okay? If anyone's got any questions, please come and have a chat with the committee members, myself, Abdul Khaliq, Osman, if you've got any questions. Jazakallah khair.
Brothers, please, inshallah, if you can accommodate for the brothers who are coming at the back, please, inshallah. Any gaps in front of you, if you can please just fill the gaps in, inshallah. And just one last point, inshallah, brothers. From next Thursday, from Fajr time, you will be reading Takbirat al-Tashriq. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. To read after every farz namaz is compulsory, be it for male, be it for female. Women will read it softly. Men, if they are reading at home, the women, inshallah, they can read aloud as well. But generally, the men will be in the masjid. They will be reading loudly. And that will continue Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday until Asr. Monday until Asr. So that will be after 23 salat, inshallah. There will be takbirat al-tashriq, inshallah. So please remember that is wajib. So please do remember that as well, inshallah. Bismillah. Jazakum Allah, brothers. If you can sit down, inshallah. The brothers who are waiting at the back, if you can just walk in, inshallah, and just behave like the Malaysian brothers in the haram. Just tap your brother on his back, inshallah, and he'll make space for you. You know, they say when there's space in the heart, there's space outside.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله على نعمه الظاهرة والباطنة الذي نصب أعلام الدين المتين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله الصادق الأمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد يا عباد الله إننا نمر بعشر أقسم الله بلياليها حيث قال والفجر وليال عشر وقال سبحانه وتعالى ويذكر الله في أيام معلومات. قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما هي أيام العشر من ذي الحجة. وأخرج الإمام البخاري في ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من أيام العمل الصالح فيها أحب إلى الله من هذه الأيام. فقالوا يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله؟ قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء. روى الإمام مسلم رحمه الله عن أم سلمة رضي الله عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إذا دخل هذا العشر وأراد أحدكم أن يضحي فلا يأخذ من شعره ومن أصفاره شيئا حتى يضحي، فهذا يستحب عند أبي حنيفة والإمام مالك والإمام الشافعي رحمه الله. ويا إخوة الإيمان اعلموا أن يوم عرفة من أيام الحج هو يوم عظيم، يوم شرفه وعرفه هو يوم المغفرة والمبادرة لأهل الموقف. ويكفي لفضله أن في هذا أكمل الله للمسلمين أحكام دينهم وأتم عليهم نعمته من الإسلام. قال سبحانه وتعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا فرضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد نبيا ورسولا. نسأل الله التوفيق لما يحب ويرضى ويمتعنا جميعا ببركات هذه الأيام آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتديتم اهتديتم؟ وقال الله عز وجل أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها، اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم، اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان، اللهم فرج كربهم، اللهم اشف مرضاهم، اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم، اللهم أعينهم، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم، اللهم احفظ أطفال في فلسطين، اللهم ارزقهم مستقبلا مشرقا، اللهم اجعلهم قادة، اللهم اجعلهم قادة صالحين يعملون لنصرة دينك يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان. اللهم اجعله آمنا مطمئنا لإبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. واذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please fill in all the gaps, inshallah. Brothers at the back, just walk in, inshallah. Bismillah, you'll get space.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة، الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة، وصلوا صلاة المودعين يا عباد الله. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى سبحان ربي الأعلى. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر، إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
تحية لله والصلوات والطيبات.
السلام عليكم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma la mani'a lima a'tayta wa la mu'tiya lima mana'ta wa la yanfa'u dhal jaddi minkal jadd. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihim. Allahumma rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma rabbana ighfir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabaquna bil iman wa la taj'al fi qulubina ghillan lil ladina amanu. Rabbana innaka ra'ufur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.